KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Also next hour, Theo Lewis-Clark and our game of the week, Hollywood Exec for a Day. We'll talk about that next hour. This first hour, though, we're going to do a little true crime conversation because this week or late last week, the Gilgo Beach killer agreed to plead guilty, and it is the talk of the nation, and more wild information is coming out at every moment. So we're going to talk this hour about Gilgo Beach, and no better person to talk about it than is with News Nation anchor Laura Engel. Laura, welcome to America at Night.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. It's great to be on.
We should talk about you. You just got a brand new show on News Nation that is going to be dedicated to true crime. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. Well, we do my weekend show Saturday. So you'll see me tomorrow on News Nation, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. It's a four-hour show. It's the only four-hour show on the network, so please join me. We cover everything. And within that four-hour program, we have a segment called Investigation Nation. And that's when we take a deep dive into a cold case or an active case, and we talk to the players at hand. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about a cold case that was just broken this week in Granite Bay, California. It's a really sad, wild story. And I'm from Sacramento, California. This happened in Granite Bay, which is a suburb of Sacramento. The story of Cindy Warner, who was a mother who was abducted from her sister's home in broad daylight with her 11-month-old child strapped to her high chair in the kitchen. She was cleaning her sister's home. The family came home, found the child alone and crying in the high chair. She vanished. She was nowhere to be seen. And she was unfortunately found 3 weeks later. It's a terrible story, but there was an arrest this week. It's a cold case, and the DNA technology, facial recognition technology used in the case is something that's brand new, and we're going to talk about it during Investigation Nation tomorrow on my News Nation show from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then I have a split show on Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 and 12 to 1.
That's a 30-year-old case, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah, 34 years ago. I remember this. I remember this from a long, long time ago. It was something that really freaked people out because Granite Bay is a really nice area. It's just not an area where there's crime, let alone somebody being abducted, yanked from their sister's home in the middle of the day. And she was found, unfortunately, as I mentioned, she was found murdered in the foothills 3 weeks later, but the twist is that she had been alive. She had only been dead for a couple of days. So we found out that it was a man who had recently been paroled, who had a terrible history, paroled too soon, according to those close to the case. And he was supposed to serve 19 years. He only served 11. The state psychiatrist had said this guy, you know, is mentally a sexual deviant, should not be let out at all. And, you know, something triggered in the parole system and he was allowed to be released. And within 10 months, this is what happened to this beautiful mother of two. And of course, the family has just never been the same.
All right. We'll look forward to that tomorrow on News Nation. We should say that if the name Laura Ingalls sounds familiar, you were a senior correspondent with Fox and you were part of their true crime reporting role over at Fox. You've now taken your talents over to News Nation. We look forward to that tomorrow. Now, let's talk about the Gilgo killer, because you grew up in California. I grew up in Long Island. I used to go to Gilgo Beach all the time. I spent my summers at Gilgo Beach for years. So when this thing first popped, I don't know, at some point when these stories started coming up that these women started being gone missing, it piqued my interest. And I know it's captivated Long Island, it's captivated New York, and now it's captivated the country. They finally caught the guy, but this goes back to 2010, doesn't it?
Oh, it goes back even farther, because his very first victim was that he admitted to, that he was charged with and that he finally admitted to, was 1993. Mm. 1993, Sandra Castilla was found murdered in Southampton in the North Sea area. It's not near Gilgo Beach. And that, you know, there was no Gilgo Four. There were no victims along Ocean Parkway. So since you know Gilgo Beach, you know, for people who are listening, this is a beautiful, and you can talk about it too, this is a beautiful stretch of beaches and a parkway called Ocean Parkway that runs next to the Atlantic Ocean and to a couple of the bays. And it's where people vacation and where they go and they have, you know, lobster and all kinds of good food, and they go to the beach to go swimming and take their sailboats, and it's where people vacation and get vacation homes. And so this, to have this beautiful area turned into a virtual graveyard, which is what ended up happening, was a haunting part of the Long Island lore that has lasted for years and years. And it wasn't until just a couple of weeks ago, Rex Huerman, a 62-year-old architect who was living a double life, you know, dad by day and killer at night, he admitted to being the serial killer that he was charged with being. He was charged, and what's the other part that's interesting is that he was charged with seven murders that ranged between 1993 and 2010. But during his allocution, during when he did his plea, he admitted to, but wasn't charged for, an eighth victim. He said, I killed these seven and I killed one more. But now everyone's like, okay, you can hear some people in the ranks say, well, okay, the story's over. The story is far from over, because now people want to know, are there more? And now with New York State, you don't go into the system known as CODIS, that federal system that plops your DNA into a big system where all the unsolved federal crimes are. And if his DNA matches anywhere in the country and it goes bing, 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 he could be, you know, we could be looking at something that is far, far even greater and more serious than the eight that he has admitted to.
Laura, why did he finally plead guilty this past week? What was the impetus? What was the energy? Why did he do it now?
$1 million question. Everybody's asking it. He, you know, we've heard from lawyers that it's because he wanted to spare his family the grisly details of what was going to come out during the trial, of what, you know, the evidence would show that he did to these women. These were sex workers that he, you know, had picked up, and he took them back to, all but one, took them back to their home in Massapequa Park, which is on Long Island. And it's a commuting town. It's a beautiful neighborhood. You should see this neighborhood. I've been there when the search warrants were served and when press conferences are had, and every single house in this neighborhood is gorgeous. This house, if you've seen it, just Google it. His house is dilapidated. It's not painted. It hasn't been kept up. It's his childhood home. Neighbors would tell us that they didn't let kids trick-or-treat at Halloween at that house because it was so scary looking. It didn't fit in. They didn't fit in. But why did he confess? I think they pretty much had him dead, you know, right to center. They had him because the latest court documents that came out that talked about the DNA evidence, the forensics, the cell phone towers, the burner phones, it was too much. It's a planning document. The planning document that was discovered on his hard drive in his home that he thought he deleted that was pulled out through forensic investigators basically was a blueprint for murder. He had a list. He had several lists of things to do. Prep, post, disposal sites. I mean, he had a list of things to do, a checklist. He reminded himself to get more sleep so that he could have more playtime. That's what we're talking about.
Fought. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, it does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I had nightmares at my birth mom's house. It was really scary living there. There were always drugs in the house. The police came, and that's when I was placed into foster care.
Right now in the U.S., more than 100,000 children, like Ariana, are waiting for a family.
Once I was adopted, I definitely felt safe.
Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find permanent homes for children in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Welcome to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
She debuts a new show on News Nation tomorrow morning. Might want to check her out. Laura Engel is our guest. Laura, you were talking, about the Gilgo Beach murderer, and you mentioned Mindhunter, where this Rex Howerman read this book. That's the book where the Netflix TV series came from, Mindhunter, and that TV series is pretty incredible. That two seasons of riveting television. Laura, are you there?
Sorry, right. I'm right here.
Oh.
I'm right
oh,
here.
There you go. All good.
Sorry.
All good.
Sorry
no,
about
that's
that.
All right. No. The Mindhunter, the TV series taken from that book you were talking about, Mindhunter.
That's right. And, you know, listen, if you don't know who John Douglas is, he is a former FBI agent, and he worked on criminal profiling and behavioral science, right? And he did very extensive interviews with notorious serial killers like Charles Manson, Ted Bundy, and this book was the inspiration for a Netflix series and for movies and for a lot. And I actually just went to CrimeCon. The last time I went to CrimeCon, this big crime conference that moves around the country every year, we're actually coming up in a few weeks. I'll be at CrimeCon if anybody's going in Las Vegas. I'll be there with News Nation and our team because this is kind of the Super Bowl of covering true crime and helping victims. It's a victim-centric event of talking to people about these cases. But whenever John Douglas comes to this conference, and he'll be there in a couple of weeks along with us, the last time I went, there's a line around the building 3-5 times over. I mean, people cannot get enough of this man and his work and his studies, and apparently neither could Rex Heuermann. He had a pretty worn copy of the book in his home. So he had been studying John Douglas, who studies serial killers, who talks about how they can track him down. So you think about it, it's almost like this, you know, anarchist cookbook in a way, where he's reading how to do something and to not do something. So now the very unit that John Douglas used to work with is going to be the same unit that is going to study, talk to, spend time with Rex Heuermann to learn about why he did it.
So I got about a minute and a half. On the next break, I want to talk about how they caught him, because that's interesting in and of itself. But talk for a minute. I got about a minute and a half. Rex Heuermann led a double life. You're not kidding. Take a moment and explain to people just how much of a double life this guy really had.
So Rex Heuermann, 62 years old, he's an architect, works on Fifth Avenue in New York City, commutes on the Long Island Railroad every day, has a wife and two kids. One is the son from his now ex-wife's first marriage, Asa Ellerup. They have a son, Christopher, and then they have their own child, Victoria. So he goes to work, and actually his adult daughter was working with him and for him at his architectural firm in Manhattan. So he's in the city, and then he takes the railroad home, and they have dinner, and they go on vacation. But here's what he did. According to investigators and according to his own word, when his wife and his kids would go on vacation, they often went to Iceland, which is where his wife was from. They would go out of town on extended trips, and then that was his vacation. That was his time to do what he wanted to do. That's where the planning document comes in. That's where he says that he had a four-day plan of a day of prepping a room in the basement to picking up a victim and getting them to come to the house and then doing what he did and then disposing of them. She went on vacation. He had his own vacation at home. It was a completely double life.
Laura Engel, we'll come back and talk about how they finally caught him after all of these years. Laura Engel from News Nation. We're talking about the Gilgo Killer, who just pled guilty this past week. America at Night, back in a moment.
This is America at Night.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
10 minutes serum reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit plexaderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
If you like to follow true crime, then you want to follow Laura Engel. She's got a new show on News Nation. It starts tomorrow, News Nation Live with Laura Engel. Also in that show, there's a crime segment called Investigation Nation, where she highlights the kidnapping and the murder of Cindy Wanner, which is a 30-year-old case from California. Right now, though, we're talking about the Gilgo Killer, which just pled guilty, this Rex Howerman. Laura, I don't want to harp on the police misconduct and the police failures on this, but you have to talk about it. It took years for him to finally be caught because of the Suffolk County and some of the miscues along the way. Give us a sense of some of those miscues, because they are really, there was some really bad police work in this.
You know, a lot of people will point to the former administration where we had the police chief, Jimmy Burke, who was in charge and who did not allow the FBI to come in, which, of course, would have been so very helpful had that happened. And the district attorney at the time, Tom Spoda, who he was, you know, had been friends with for a long time, kind of turning a blind eye because of the type of work that these women did. That's what many people have been talking about out here on Long Island. I live on Long Island. People talk about that part of it. A lot of people for years, everyone, when the story was talked about, people say, oh, the cop did it, right? Well, it turns out the cop didn't do it, but the cop that they're referring to is the former police chief, James Burke. And the problem with him is that he also used services of sex workers, according to reports and according to many people close to the investigation. And because of that, he didn't want to shine a spotlight on this case and kind of moved around it and didn't give it the attention that it needed, many say, because he was doing his own thing that he didn't want people to find out about. But fast forward to where we are now with the current district attorney, who's really the hero of this entire story. His name is Ray Tierney. And once Ray Tierney was elected as the Suffolk County district attorney, he and others, Rodney Harrison and the Suffolk County Sheriff Errol Toulon, a lot of really good investigators came together and they formed the Gilgo Beach Task Force and said, all right, let's put everybody on this. We're going to put everybody, you know, we're going to do a special task force group. We're going to pull people from all different departments and put eyes on this, and we're going to get this thing solved. It took a little time, but that's what they did. And there were several key details about how they did it. DNA, the vehicle identification of Rex Huerman. He drove a really unique Chevy Avalanche. If you've never seen one of those, it's a pickup truck, but it's got kind of this thing in the back that makes it very unique, the way it dips down and has a cover. He had burner phones that he was using that left a digital trail. So the burner phones that he was using to call these women and coordinate dates, he would have his burner phone sitting alongside his own phone. Guess what, criminals? That tracks, and they can find you that way, too. So the burner phones created what they called a box. If you ever hear that when you're listening to a story about the Gilgo Beach crimes, when they say we had it narrowed down to a box, when they say that, that's a box that they basically were able to draw from Manhattan to Massapequa Park down to this very specific area where this activity was happening. The girls, the women's phones would go along with his burner phone, and then they would stop working. They were able to eventually track it to Massapequa Park, to this specific box, you know, this neighborhood. Then somebody also had spotted this green Chevy Avalanche during one of the pickups of one of the women, Amber Costello. And once everything lined up, they basically honed in and said, we think we have the guy. And then it came down to, of all things, pizza crust in a pizza box that he had thrown away, and they swabbed the pizza crust, and it was a match for some of the hairs that were discovered on some of these victims. The hairs that many people didn't think was ever going to be something that was going to be able to be used, and there was actually a hearing about how this evidence was going to be used and presented at trial. But just to give you the Reader's Digest version, they said that they're going to be able to use these hairs. The investigators were able to connect the pizza crust DNA to the hairs on some of the victims. Boom, you've got a match. And then now you've got him cornered. They take him into custody in July of 23, right outside of his office on Fifth Avenue. He's leaving work with his satchel, with his briefcase across his shoulder, going off to the Long Island Railroad. But he never made it home. They put him under arrest. and they charged him with three. At the time of his arrest, he was only charged with three, but then they were able to connect the dots to many others.
So when they picked up the pizza box with the pizza crust, he was already a person of interest, and they were following him, and then he threw the pizza away, and they went and got the pizza box?
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. And they also did a garbage pick on his daughter. They followed her because she also commuted back and forth to the same place that they worked together. And she threw out a energy drink can in the garbage on Long Island Railroad. They swabbed her. And they also did a garbage pick outside of the home of Rex Huerman as well, because there were hairs that were matched to family members of his. And a lot of people were like, aha, they were involved. But that wasn't the case. And Ray Tierney has been very, very clear that he does not believe that the daughter was 3 years old at the time. Come on. That nobody else was connected. It was just transfer evidence, because all of the evidence that they have of travel records, cell phone records, and the date of the last known sightings of these women, it all coincides to when the wife was out of town. She left town. He did his thing. He cleaned up. She comes home, or he goes and meets them on vacation and comes back, and everything's hunky-dory, and it's time for a family meal and back to work on Monday.
Okay,
and it is,
Laura,
just an absolutely incredible double life.
Yeah. Laura, so recently did it come out where the wife is now living in the basement where the dismemberment took place?
That's correct. I mean, that's a bombshell, and that just happened. That information just was revealed in the Peacock docuseries that just came out, and there had been several episodes, but it was right after the plea that we learned that Asa Ellerup, his now ex-wife, who still lives in the home, is in fact, she moved her bed and her bedroom down to the basement. And she is sleeping in what is being called the kill room, the side room in the basement where he did these crimes. Why is that happening? I actually, on my show on News Nation just last weekend, I said, I know who I want to talk to. I want to talk to Dr. Catherine Ramblin, who studies serial killers, and she's a forensic psychologist, and she's the best in the business. And, you know, I asked her about it. I asked her why she thought he had confessed at this point. If we think that there's more victims, everybody says yes. But Asa Ellerup will tell you that she's sleeping in the basement because she wants to spiritually be where the crimes that her husband, that she could have never foreseen him do, she wants to kind of atone for those sins. She wants to be in the room to spiritually be with the women that her husband killed. Take that for what you want. That's what she said. That's what's happening. That's what was filmed. That's what we all had a peek into her life through this docuseries, which that's what this docuseries is about her journey through this.
Mm. So there were there not a couple of women who actually got away and survived and sort of caught on before some damage was done? Were they able to sort of help piece some of this evidence together?
We don't know if that's the case. I've heard that. There's one woman who has done a series of interviews. She's done a lot of interviews. Her name is Nikki. She says that she's convinced that Rex Huerman is a man that she had a date with, and she was extremely uncomfortable at a restaurant on Long Island, called her friend and wanted to leave immediately, got the creeps. When I interviewed, you know who Gloria Allred is. Gloria Allred is an attorney who represents almost all of the victims. I think all of the victims' family members, but one. And she and I spoke. I had her on News Nation, and I thank my many thanks to Gloria for coming on after the plea deal. she came on and she told me, it was right at the end of my interview. We were talking about the victim's family members and we were talking about what they've just been through and about what they said at the press conference about holding out hope for justice. And it's been a tremendously, you can only imagine, difficult journey. And the children that these women left behind, who were so young when their moms died, are now grown and are now speaking at a microphone about missing their mothers. You know, just because these women chose the profession that they did, you know, they were daughters, they were mothers, they were friends, they were trying, and that really came across in the press.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
He had timeshares. He had timeshares in Las Vegas. He had a timeshare in Atlantic City. His brother lived in South Carolina. You know, so that's what we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. So when he goes into CODIS, and not every crime is in CODIS. That's the other thing I want to mention. Just because, you know, not everything is in CODIS. It's one system of tracking crimes and unidentified victims and perpetrators. But we'll wait to see what happens with CODIS, but there's also now jurisdictions that are outside of the state of New York that are waiting to get a crack at their cold cases with this. Could there be more? There could be more victims. There could be more people that got away. There could be more people that simply had dates with Rex Heuermann that we don't know about that we possibly could. But this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Real quick, because I want to make sure I get a plug in for all of the things you're doing. But this Massapequa Park where he lives, you mentioned it was a dilapidated house. He was an architect and lived in the worst house in the block. That house is still pretty run down. And the block is a very lovely block of nice homes. And they have block parties and they visit with other families and the kids ride the bike. And they just sort of drive around and ride their bikes around this house where all these terrible things happens. It must be unbelievable to live on that block.
Yeah, you know, I was just there, it was the day before the plea, Bob Macedonio, Asa Ellerup's attorney, held a press conference on the front lawn because there was a civil lawsuit that was filed by an attorney representing one of the family members. So I was there, and if you go to my YouTube, and I please, everybody listening, I hope that you will join me on my YouTube channel. It's called The Ingle Edit. That's I-N-G-L-E edit on YouTube, and I do a lot of behind the scenes of my reporting on my YouTube channel as well. And you'll see, if you just kind of scroll through, I was just at his house, you'll see what his house looks like, and I actually interviewed the attorney for Asa Ellerup on the front porch. Asa Ellerup opened the screen door and actually came out and had a cup of coffee while I was interviewing her attorney. So you get a sense of the house when you see that. You'll see it on my channel. But to your point, I was in the neighborhood and there were kids riding around, and there was one neighbor. They drive by me all the time when I'm reporting, and I just said, "How are you guys doing?" And they just said, "We're just glad it's over. We just hope it's over. We just want this to stop." You know, the media descends. We all camp out. We do our live reports all night. We've got the generators and the trucks, and I get it. It's not a lot of fun for them. They want this to be over with. But Asa Ellerup still lives in the house, and Bob, her attorney, who said to me and to others, where is she going to go? She has nowhere to go. And I'm not sure who's going to buy the house, but I did a quick Zillow when I was there the last time, and it's worth over $700,000.
Laura Ingle, our guest.
I don't know.
Laura Ingle, our guest. News Nation tomorrow debuts her new show. Also, the YouTube channel, The Ingle Edit. Did anybody on, I have 1 minute, Laura. Did anybody on the block talk with him? Was he friendly with anybody? Was he, you know, was he there for the 4th of July picnics? Did he help out for Halloween? Did anybody have any contact with him?
No. Yeah. No, no, and no, no. The neighbors that went on camera when he was first arrested in 2023 told people that he was seen tinkering in his garage or tinkering outside. He was always abrupt to neighbors. He was never friendly. Nobody ever approached. And remember, Rex Huerman is 6'4" and 300 pounds. He was. You know, he's just a huge human being. He's not unassuming. He's a very, very big guy. So everybody that has spoken out said this is not somebody that, this is not, you know, you talk about the double life and you do think about the guy that, you know, hey, Sam, how's it going? He wasn't that guy to that extent, but he was a guy that had a normal life in the sense that he had a wife, he had two kids, he had a job, he went on vacations, he got married. He was part of a hunting club, which is going to play into all of this. He had a lot of guns. He liked to go shooting, but he liked to hunt. And that is what he ended up doing with these women.
News Nation anchor Laura Engel. He gets sentenced later on this summer. The News Nation anchor tomorrow debuts your show. Good luck with that. Also, don't forget her YouTube channel, The Engel Edit. Laura, thank you very much for a fascinating conversation on a busy, busy night. Good luck with your show on News Nation and good luck with the YouTube channel. Thanks for checking in.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right. America at Night. Back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pagel, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care.
His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexaderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Can I go? I'm going to go. I grew up in we spent summers at Gilgo every single day. Uncle Charlie and the gang would take us to Gilgo Beach, and we'd go there, and we'd go to Gilgo, and we'd have a hamburger in the beginning of the day, and we'd go swimming all day and go body surfing in the Atlantic Ocean and go home every single day. Gilgo Beach was our basically our backyard all summer long. So this topic is hits close to home, and tragic that it took all these many years and all the bumbling and all the mistakes and all the egos getting involved with all of this. They could have caught this guy years earlier, but they didn't, and now they finally have. But once the FBI got involved and they got some confident people in there, it didn't take too long for them to track down the guy. But what a horrible, horrible story. Stay right there. We can talk about it in the third hour of Open Phones if you want. Next hour, we're going to talk to Saturday Night Live alum Rob Schneider and Hollywood exec for a day. It's Friday night. Thanks for staying up late with us. Don't forget, all of this gets turned into a podcast each and every night, and you can download it from any podcast platform. Just search America at Night. Our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw Milhaven, and this is America at Night on Westwood One.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Living.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your financial and
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump plans to increase tariffs on European Union cars and trucks to 25% next week.
The U.S. and EU agreed to a trade deal last July, setting a 15% tariff on most goods. But the president wrote in a social media post that the EU is not complying with that agreement. He said he will hike the tariffs on European-made cars and trucks to 25%. The president reminded EU countries that there will be no tariff if they produce their vehicles in the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A former congressman is found guilty for lobbying for Venezuela.
Jurors found the Republican and an associate, Esther Nuffer, guilty on all 11 counts, including failing to register as a foreign agent and conspiracy to commit money laundering. The seven-week trial included testimony from Rivera's former housemate, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Texas Congressman Pete Sessions, and a Washington lobbyist, who all said they were shocked to learn of Rivera's $50 million consulting contract with an affiliate of Venezuela's state oil company. Prosecutors allege Rivera was tapped by Venezuelan Minister Delcy Rodriguez, now the acting president, to work his powerful friends to get the Trump administration to abandon its hardline stance. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump says he's just not satisfied with Iran's latest proposal in negotiations to end the war between the two countries. Trump told reporters Friday at the White House that Iran wants to make a deal, but he says they're not, or they are asking for things he can't agree to. The president didn't elaborate on what he sees as the proposal's shortcomings. A Supreme Court decision striking down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana has amplified an already intense national redistricting battle. The court's ruling Wednesday limits the use of race in drawing voting districts. In response, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has suspended the state's May 16th congressional primary to allow time for lawmakers. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60 year old not so perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
The Onion's plan to transform Alex Jones' InfoWars platforms into parody have put themselves in limbo again.
New legal filings by Jones have led a Texas appeals court to pause a proposed deal that would give the satirical news outlet control over InfoWars as it faces liquidation. The brand's assets are expected to be sold off due to more than $1 billion in defamation lawsuit judgments against Jones. It's money he owes relatives of victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting for calling the Connecticut massacre a hoax. Rich Thomason reporting.
There's no clear favorite in the 152nd running of the Kentucky Derby that has at least a half a dozen legitimate contenders and maybe more horses that can win it. Todd Fletcher, trained Renegade, opened as the 4-1 morning line favorite, but horses like Brad Cox's Commander or Further Ado or Bill Mott's Chief Wallaby could win in the mix. More at townhall.com. Oil prices are lower and stocks finished mostly higher, with the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ indexes setting new records. More on Friday's markets from correspondent Seth Sutel, who files this report from New York City.
Stocks set more records on Wall Street after Apple and Estee Lauder joined the growing list of companies delivering strong profit reports. The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% Friday. The Dow fell 152 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Apple led the way higher. The iPhone maker climbed 3.2%. Easing oil prices also helped keep trading steady. Many overseas markets were closed for the May Day holiday. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury edged down to 4.38%. That's Utah, New York.
You'll find more on these stories plus breaking news at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I've been able to secure a $500 million lifeline from the Trump administration, and they are preparing to shut down as early as tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. Spirit Airlines is preparing to shut down, close it, end it, done. At 3 a.m. Tonight, overnight, right, this morning, at 3 a.m. on Saturday, they couldn't strike a deal for a financial lifeline. If you remember, Spirit tried to... Was it they tried to merge with JetBlue, and the Biden administration said no, they nixed it. So that merger didn't go through. Spirit limped along, tried to get a $500 million lifeline from the Trump administration. Apparently, they were not able to get that done. And so Spirit Airlines sounds like it'll be no more. Interesting. High fuel prices didn't help. The COVID pandemic didn't help. And the competition from everybody else. So... Kind of a perfect storm for Spirit Airlines. So it looks like they're going to stop flying as of tomorrow morning. All right, stay right there because we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Rob Schneider, former Saturday Night Live cast member, sits in an interesting place. He's a comedian, and it seems like comedians are on the front line of the free speech debate going on in this country, whether it's Jimmy Kimmel, whether it's Rob Schneider, conservative, proud conservative, talks about it, and is claiming that he's in the process of being canceled. So we have a chance to talk with Rob Schneider, and who I love these people who somehow take their morality or their cues from a comedian. They're there to make you laugh. They're not there to espouse a philosophy on Middle East peace, right? The Jets hired Aaron Rodgers to be their quarterback, not to be their team doctor. I don't know why people ask Aaron Rodgers what his thoughts are on the vaccines. Who cares? What's your thoughts on the 3-4? What's your thoughts on third and long? That's what I want to know. Stay right there. We'll check in with Rob Schneider coming up here in just a minute. America at Night. Back in a moment.
Coming to you from the heart of the nation, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
A multi-billion dollar settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you were exposed to weed killers at work or at home, your rights are affected. If you or your family has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you could receive $6,000 to $165,000 or more. This settlement impacts you even if you're not sick, because this blood cancer can take 10 to 15 years to appear. If you stay in the settlement, you give up your right to sue. Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. VA provides veterans, mainly those with service-connected disabilities, hiring preference for all available positions. Service members just leaving the military are also invited to pursue a VA career. Healthcare skills acquired in the military can be applied to VA as doctors, nurses, and other specialties. Go to vacareers.va.gov. That's vacareers.va.gov.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Welcome to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Welcome back, America at Night. We are thrilled to have comedian Rob Schneider of SNL fame, of movie fame. Rob, welcome to America at Night.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
I didn't know you were a huge talk radio fan and a huge Larry King fan.
Larry was pretty remarkable. I mean, if you go back to the 80s, and especially the early, mid-80s, and you're driving somewhere, if you want to listen to somebody, he was, you know, way before Joe Rogan, there was a guy in the 60s named Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey, good day. And that is, you know. So anyway, there was just some very few people that you'd have elongated conversations with. So kind of, you know, really it was, you had on TV, you had Phil Donahue, and then if you were lucky enough on the radio on a long drive to go somewhere to visit your grandfather or something, you would hear Larry King.
So you mentioned Paul Harvey, good day.
Paul Harvey, and if the devil was able to destroy America, he would probably invent pornography. He would also give you a cell phone to hold in your hand. He might also...
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I much think not controversial, but to say that, you know, in a few more years, I think things will work its way out. I hope.
Yeah. So, Rob Schneider, comedian, SNL, when you go on the road,
yeah.
I heard that you like to sort of connect with the audience before, during, and after the show. I suspect your interactions with the fans on the road is much nicer than the toxic environment online.
Well, you do see, it's so easy to just, that's a good point you bring up, McGraw, is that if you, remember the old days when you were mad about something on TV, I'm going to write a letter, but you didn't?
Right.
Did you ever write a letter to complain about a TV show in your life, ever? Did you?
No, I did not.
Okay, there you didn't. So who are the people? You know how angry you had to be in the old days? You had to say, I'm angry. Then you had to stay angry. Then you had to find a pen. And then you had to find a piece of paper. So that, and a piece of clean paper, because you couldn't just write on the back of a receipt. They'd think you're an idiot. Then you'd have to get the, and then you'd write something. Yes, I'm angry at that, Rob Schneider. Let me tell you why. I didn't agree with one, blah, 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 blah. And then you'd have to stay angry enough to get an envelope. Then you'd have to spend your own money to buy a stamp. You'd have to, you had an investment in your anger. And then you had to leave your house. God forbid you leave your house. Then you got to go and actually find a mailbox, you know. And then you'd have to, you know, you'd have to get the address to send it to. So at any point along those lines, you could have turned around and go, no, I've ceased to be angry. But however, so now you have to just go tweet, send. So it's a bit easier. So I don't take it to, the harsh, sentiment, as anything more than an outlet for these people who have mental health issues.
I would think that when you're on the road and,
yes,
and you're playing the clubs, the audience loves the more personal reaction and the more personal connection they get with you. Do you enjoy that too?
I think so, yeah. No, I definitely do. I definitely feel like, for some reason, I think that there's certain voices that have been silenced. There are certain points of view that for some reason, because most of it's the liberal intelligentsia that has silenced conservative voices. And I was, you know, I've been railing about this. It's not conservative. It's just traditional liberal values that have been, you know, they've moved so far to the left that they left most of America behind. And so, you know, and the late night shows, they're all interchangeable. It's all, you know, posturing and political indoctrination by comedic imposition. They're just, we're going to tell you what to think and we're going to say it's a joke, but it's not really a joke, but people will applaud. So I think people are, you get bored of that. You get bored of anything after a while. So,
well, that's
especially when you're told what to think. It's just the most, it's very regurgitated thought. It's certainly not one you want to, but take in your own mind.
Well, you look at Johnny Carson, right? Johnny Carson was a genius because no one knew where he stood ever on anything.
You
right?
did. You kind of did, but you didn't. He didn't shove it down your throat or up your rectum.
Yeah.
He knew that he was there to entertain, and he knew that would, as soon as he stepped out of that, he would become like a Jimmy Kimmel, which is just this nauseating, you know, ugliness, vile, of this, violence, you know, spewing rhetoric and just constantly saying, no, I didn't mean it. I'm against violence. I'm just making a joke about somebody getting shot or somebody being a widow. It's like, shut up, you moron. I can't stand that man. I just find him to be, just nauseatingly obvious. That's the worst thing he could be.
What do you really think, Rob Schneider?
I think he's going to continue to make a pretty penny in the liberal intelligentsia.
Let me ask you this question. Is it really true that you've lost jobs in Hollywood because of your political views?
What do you think?
I'm asking. What's
the dumbest question I've heard yet from you, McGraw? Of course I have. You see me in any beer commercials or a yogurt commercial? They don't want any controversy. Now, I will say that, like, yeah, if you want to do well in show business, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't say anything, or at least go with the liberal intelligentsia, which, because you can say anything then, and then you know, you can say that there's kings, there's no kings, and there is no kings. If there was kings, he would stop that protest, and he certainly wouldn't stop because the district court judge stopped his tariffs. He would have that guy beheaded. You know, so it's just very silly. It's all superficial revolution all the time. But can we talk about what I'm supposed to talk about, McGraw?
So you're in the liquor business, the bourbon business. How'd you fall into this?
Exactly. I fell into it. You know what? Because if you leave a gigantic vat of bourbon in your living room, eventually you will fall into it. No, Is the Tears of the Left bourbon is just the idea of it made me laugh. You know, these perfectly, I mean, it has the sense of January 6th and the tears of Hillary Clinton. At the time, I thought that was pretty funny. And people like it, and it's, you know, it's a good laugh. And if you can get a laugh, well, you know, at dinner when you have some friends over and you take out the bottle, Tears of the Left, that's pretty damn good.
nothing like a comedian leaning into the joke. So
why not?
So the bourbon Tears of the Left, but it's actually getting rave reviews as a bourbon.
Well, you know what's so bizarre about it is, like, you know, we realize, look, we can't barrel age this thing. It's going to take 2-3 years, and then it's going to be $125. And they said, if this is going to be funny, we got to get it out now. What's the best bourbon that we could do that's going to be in a few months? And so I think they did a really nice job. I think it does have a nice, has that nice charcoal taste to it, and it's a good booze.
How are things selling? Is it selling well?
We sold out, and instead of my political views, people were pissed off because they said, we ordered it 3 months ago. We're still waiting. It's Christmas. And so we sold out right away, and then we just realized, oh, man, people really do want this. So we had to get off our butts and then get it into a good place. So, but, you know, there is a waiting list, but we're making more, and it does taste good, and it's nice with a big chunk of ice, and you can sip it, do it responsibly, and have it with a big chunk of ice like I do.
What you should do is cause some real controversy, get people to buy it, and then, like, pour it down the drain or something. That's even better, right?
No, don't waste good bourbon, my friend. That's sinful.
That's a good point. You don't want to do
worse
that.
That's worse than voting for Kamala.
Rob Schneider, where are you on the road? What are you doing these days?
I'm going to be in Boston, which is good because it's very liberal there, and those are the cities where it's the most interesting to perform. I'll be there in a couple of weeks. Hopefully people will come out for that. I think it's in June, so I'll do that. Beautiful theater, and then they can go to robschneider.com and find me and be great.
Beautiful. When you sit down and talk with other comedians, I would think the last thing you guys, all your SNL friends, I would think the last thing you guys talk about is politics, right?
Absolutely.
I
mean, right.
Yeah, that's what it seems like we're so caught up in politics, we need to turn the page. We need to talk about other things. We have so much more in
Absolutely.
Common.
Well, first of all, the differences are very minute, to be honest with you. If anything, it's just, it's another way to divide, and the multiculturalism is another way to divide. It's just divide, 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 when we have so much more in common. And it's just, this is an incredible country with opportunity that, you know, I remember my mother, she would say to me, she came from the Philippines as a young woman, and she said, like, anyone who doesn't like this country, they can get out! Get out! And I just remember, like, wow, that was, now I totally get 1,000% what she said.
Last question for Rob Schneider, and I love asking comedians this question. Do you remember the very first time you got up on stage on an open mic night?
Yeah, I do.
Tell me about it.
I went there with my dad at 15 years old because I said, Dad, you know, there's a place you can go perform, but they'll let anybody up on Mondays. And he said two words, let's go. So that was, I remember just going with my dad and just having my dad support me. It was the greatest. Beautiful thing.
Were you nervous? Were you excited? Were you funny? Did you bomb?
I feel like, you know, well, first of all, you can't. I mean, it's like a 15-year-old. People are trying to drink and be adults, hiding in a crowded smoke. That's when people used to smoke.
Yeah.
Smoky room, and you know, it's having a kid there is like you know, as evidence of that you're ignoring your own kids. Yeah, but I don't remember it positively or negatively, but I just remember it just being on stage and being like, "Yep, I'm gonna have to figure out how this works."
So that was it. The first time, the first laugh, the first stage, you were hooked.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I was hooked before that.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Rob Schneider, keep on being you. The bourbon is Tears of the Left. Where can we get it? Tears of the Left.
You can just tearsoftheleft.com. Get on there and find it, and you'll see it. Tears of the Left, you'll find it. And I'm sorry there's a waiting list, but it's good. When you get it, you'll be happy you did it. We did a good job on it.
There you go. Rob Schneider of SNL fame, tearsoftheleft.com. That's his bourbon. He'll be in Boston. Check robschneider.com for more dates. Rob, thanks for checking in on a busy week for you.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Got an old car sitting in your yard? The Reading Piano Angels program accepts the donation of any and all types of vehicles. Sedans, trucks, minivans, campers, RVs, boats, trailers, motorcycles, even go-karts. Your donation of that unwanted vehicle could help support the work of Piano Angels in our area. You can go to readingpianoangels.com and click on the car. Call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903.
10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexaderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night. with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, it's time to play Hollywood Exec for a day. We've come to this portion of the week where we check in with Theo Lewis-Clark, who is an entertainment guru and also a brilliant mind. Theo Lewis-Clark, the host of Hollywood Exec for a day. Good morning, Theo.
Hey, good morning. I thought it was evening.
No, it depends on where it depends on where you're listening from. So
that's right.
I like to make everybody welcome.
You made me welcome. Thank you so much.
There you go. All right. So here are the rules. Here's how we play Hollywood Exec for a day, and you can play at home. Theo has brought to the table three projects. Two of them have been greenlit by actual Hollywood studios and actual Hollywood executives. One of them is made up from his creative imagination. We have to determine which ones are the real ones and which ones are the fake ones. Now, you can play along at home. If you think it's number one, you need to text number one to 1-844-2-McGraw. That's our text line. 1-844-462-4729. Text that to us. And if you think it's one, two, or three, you type in one, two, or three, and then we'll tally it up here and you can play along. The audience was doing pretty well. I believe the audience lost last week. And then Alex will pick, Richard will pick, I'll pick, and then you will reveal the answer. And that's how you play Hollywood Exec for a day. So without further ado, let's clear the deck and give the floor to Theo Lewis-Clark. Theo, what do you got?
Okay, let's go with number one. A team of scientists are shrunk to microscopic size and injected into a man's bloodstream to perform brain surgery from the inside, racing against time before they return to normal size. Or is it number two? A fantasy prince teams up with a cyclops and bandits to use a mystical throwing weapon against an alien beast, all inside a fortress that constantly shifts into other worlds and existences. Alex right now is shaking his head. Okay, so, or number three, transplant surgeon goes on her very first organ procurement surgery. The hardest part? Talking with the family about all the hypotheticals, and they also reveal a 6 degrees of separation association that no one was ready for and others want to profit from. Mm-hmm. Oh, put on your thinking cap, gentlemen and audience. This is not for the faint of heart. This is an intellectual. You guys have no idea. I think I stump everyone. I'm going to predict I've stumped everyone tonight.
All right. Now, while you are thinking at home, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729, text 1. If you think it's the crazy scientists who shrunk and fixed a man's brain through the bloodstream, if you think it's two, a team of them. Number two was all over the place. A prince and an alien were hanging out together. Was that
bandits? Yeah, a prince,
a cyclops, a bandit, an alien, and a prince.
Yeah, like the start of it. The alien. Oh yeah, I'm going to read them again. Don't worry about it.
Okay, and there were number three, the transplant servant who.
Surgeon
who went. What did he end up doing?
He or she, you don't know. But the transplant surgeon, it's a she. Transplant surgeon goes on her very first organ procurement surgery. It's her first one. It's the hardest part is talking with the families about all the hypotheticals, right? And those conversations reveal a kind of a 6 degree of separation association that no one was ready for, and the others want to profit from. So who knows who? Yeah.
Is it number one? Is it number two? Is it number three? 1-844-2-McGraw. You can play along at home. We'll pick in a minute. What's your movie tonight?
Oh, you're going to love the deep dive tonight. It's Rain Man. Dustin Hoffman. Tom Cruise, 1988. It won Best Picture that year. It won Best Director, Barry Levinson. It won Best Actor, Dustin Hoffman, and it won Best Original Screenplay. So it almost had the best, you know, the top five. But so here's a few notes, got four notes. So Dustin Hoffman, he spent extensive time with real autistic savants just to develop his characters' behavior and their mannerisms. Like, he was with them all the time. Number two, Raymond, his character, Dustin Hoffman's character, was based on a real dude. I didn't know that. Tim Peake, at that time, he could memorize the most information of anyone living. So, you know, Elon Musk.
So he literally was a human Google.
Yeah, he knew more than anybody in the whole entire world. I don't know how you measure that, but it's documented.
Okay.
They probably try to throw stuff at him like, remember in the movie, he dropped a box of toothpicks. He's like, 132 toothpicks. There's 132 toothpicks.
Yeah.
And he counted them. He's like, oh, that was 132 toothpicks. Anyway, number three, they insisted on shooting the scene in sequence. You know how a lot of movies, they'll shoot the end on the first day sometime. But
right,
this one they shot in sequence to naturally build the evolving relationship between Cruise and Hoffman's character. So that's the crux of the whole film. Let it evolve. So Barry Levinson was a genius with that. And then number four, also, they, hold on. Oh, this is the most controversial one. They were very careful not to label Raymond's condition. Because right now we all know about autism. They got Autism Month, which is awesome. But because autism was less widely understood by the mainstream at the time, they never gave it a name. So they just let you see that people like this exist and they're not to be made fun of and they're to have compassion for, and you probably got one in your family. They didn't even call it autism.
Even when Tom Cruise brings him to the doctor on that road trip, the doctor doesn't call it autism?
Never.
Wow.
He calls it something else, or it's something, I don't know what they said and what they called it, but the word autism never comes up.
You know, it's actually a great point in that when Rain Man came out in 1988, that was the face of autism. But in the last 30 years, right, there are autism has a whole completely different meaning. I mean, there are autism kids who are mainstreamed in school who aren't as severe as Rain Man, but they still consider it to be autism.
That's what they call it on the spectrum, because there's different levels to it. For sure.
Yeah. But yeah, back in the day, that was the right. I guess that was the severe autism.
It was
really interesting. You know, I saw an interview
based on a real dude that blew me away. His name is Tim Peake. So go ahead. I'm sorry. You said you saw an interview.
I saw an interview with Tom Cruise once, and he told a really interesting story where he was having dinner with his sister at a restaurant. And across the way was Dustin Hoffman. And Tom Cruise was already in, you know, he was already Tom Cruise. He was in, I don't know if it was Top Gun or, but it was, you know, he was Tom Cruise. And his sister was a big fan of Dustin Hoffman. And his sister tells him, hey, go over and say hi to Dustin Hoffman for me. And Tom Cruise says, I'm not going to go over and bother the guy. He's having dinner. Leave him alone. And the sister egged on Tom Cruise to the point where Tom Cruise got up and walked over and said, excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you. Hi, I'm Tom Cruise. My sister's a big fan. I'm a big fan. How are you? And apparently Dustin Hoffman was like, sit down. Oh, my goodness. Love to chat with you.
Relax.
So they had a nice,
of course.
Had a nice chat. And as they were leaving, Dustin Hoffman said, I'd love to do a film with you someday. And Tom Cruise said, I'm all ears. And about six months later, Dustin Hoffman called her up and said, yeah, I have a script for you. It's called Rain Man, and that's how
that's awesome news, dude. I like to hear stuff like that.
Yeah. So there you go. All right, good.
Yeah.
All right. So now back to the game. You have three projects. List them off for us, and then we will pick which is which.
I'll do it fast, okay? So the first one, you got a team of scientists, right? They're shrunk to microscopic size. They inject them into a man's bloodstream to perform brain surgery from the inside, racing against time before they return to normal size. Because you don't want to be a normal size inside a dude. Okay, number two, a fantasy prince. So he teams up with a cyclops and some bandits, and they use this mystical throwing weapon against an alien beast all inside a fortress that constantly shifts into other worlds and existences. So I got y'all totally spun out of control. Or is it number three? Transplant surgeon goes on her very first organ procurement surgery. The hardest part is talking with the family about all the hypotheticals, what could happen. And those conversations also reveal a little 6 degrees of separation association that nobody was ready for and others want to profit from. So what say you?
Mm-hmm. All right, Richard, we'll have you go first tonight. What do you think?
I'm going to have to go with the scientists and the bloodstream. I just think...
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
But executive would not sign off on that normal of a movie. They would sign off on the other two crazy ones. So I'm going to say number three is the fake movie from the mind of Theo Lewis Clark. All right.
Well, you're joining, so you're going to join Alex.
That is correct, yes. Okay.
What now, does the audience say?
Yeah, the audience says two-thirds, 67% of the audience says it is number three.
Ooh. Yes. It's either Richard by himself or Alex McGraw and the audience. Or number two,
where you stumped everybody. Yeah, where you stumped everybody. Yeah.
Right. So let's read them up. Is it number one for Richard, who won last week? A team of scientists are shrunk to microscopic size, injected into a man's bloodstream to perform brain surgery from the inside, racing against time before they return to normal size. I'm flattered that you think I could come up with that, Richard. But that's a movie, 1966, the year I was born, Fantastic Voyage, with guess who, McGraw? Guess who?
Dustin Hoffman.
Think the most beautiful woman in the world around that time.
Oh, I was going to say...
1966.
Ann Margaret.
No.
Raquel Welch.
Raquel Welch, bro.
All right.
Raquel Welch. Remember Raquel Welch?
I do remember Raquel Welch, yes.
Okay, is it number two, or is it Alex McGraw, the audience, winning outright? A fantasy prince teams up with the Cyclops and Bandits to use a mystical throwing weapon against an alien beast all inside a fortress that constantly shifts into other worlds and existences. That's the year I graduated high school, which means 1983. That's a real movie called Crawl. K-R-U-L stars a young Liam Neeson in an early role, which means Alex McGraw and the audience got me. Transplant surgeon goes on her very first organ procurement surgery. The hardest part, talking with the family about the hypotheticals and all that crap, also reveal a 6 degrees of separation association that no one's ready for and others want to profit from. That's on Theo's World. And it's called Bittersweet Harvest.
Nice one.
Harvesting organs, and it's bittersweet because, you know, the 6 degrees of separation of the weird association. I hate you, Alex, because you're the one that made McGraw and the audience choose that one.
Yeah, hate's a little strong of a word, and I believe we are all our own. We are all our own people. And
I don't think hate.
Don't be Hollywood exec shaming me. Don't be doing that.
You finally won out. Hey, wait a minute, we got
to
shout out.
I just have to go with the one that sounded the least like a Star Trek episode.
Yeah, the one that sounded normal. Yeah.
He said, "Oh, that sounds normal." I thought I really put some thought into that one.
Well, no, it sounded very plausible because the other two with the prince and the alien and the Cyclops, clearly that's a ridiculous movie. So somebody greenlit that idea.
I got to write some ridiculousness.
Yes, you do.
Anyway,
yes, you're too normal.
Yeah, you're too normal.
Yeah,
I am.
All right, who's your shout out?
In Orlando, Florida, Derek and Sheena. Derek and Sheena just got engaged. Give them a round of applause.
Hey.
Yes, they just sent me the video. It's awesome. They love the show. They listen all the time.
All right.
So I said, I got to shout y'all out because I'm so happy. It couldn't happen to a better guy. She's gorgeous and smart. So way to go, Derek.
Way to go, Derek. Good work,
yep.
Derek. All right, that's Theo Lewis-Clark, and that's a Hollywood Exec for a day. Theo, check in with you next week. Thanks, my man.
For sure. Good job. Well played, Alex.
There you go. America at Night, back in a moment.
Live from coast to coast, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Hey, did you hear about that multi-billion-dollar Roundup settlement?
Yeah, it impacts people who are exposed to weed killers at work or at home, even if you just used it in your own yard. Lawsuits claim it causes non-Hodgkin lymphoma, a blood cancer.
But we're not sick, so that doesn't affect us.
But it does. This cancer can take 10 to 15 years to show up.
That's a long time after exposure.
It is, and that's why the settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you get sick, even years from now, you could get $6,000 to $165,000 or more as part of the settlement.
So what's the catch?
If you stay in, you give up the right to sue them later.
Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 1-888-403-8201. If you or a loved one has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, even if they've passed, you must register for benefits. That's weedkillerclass.com. 1-888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Daisy was abandoned and placed in foster care at 15 years old.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had a hole in my heart, but when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers lingering in foster care, like Daisy, who need a safe, permanent home now. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexaderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Open phones, but we'll leave you with this one, the sad story of Floyd Mayweather. He earned as a boxer over the course of his boxing career almost $1 billion. It's a new story out tonight that he is on the verge of losing his passport over unpaid tax bills worth more than $7.25 million. The 49-year-old can prevent his documents from being taken by paying the debt in full or reaching an installment agreement or a settlement with the Department of Justice. But as of now, they are revoking or getting ready to revoke his passport. Other options, he could establish his tax debt isn't collectible due to financial hardship, or possibly being a victim of identity theft, or to file bankruptcy. The IRS notified him and notified the Department of State in late March, saying that starting in June, they are now going to take his passport away. Floyd Mayweather, after making $1 billion as a boxer, now on the verge of losing his passport due to unpaid taxes to the tune of $7.25 million. Be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. What a sad story. It's unbelievable, right? I've joked about this often, but I don't want to win the lottery. If I was 21 and I won the lottery, I'd be dead. That's just too... If I was 21 years old and handed a $10 million contract from some professional sports team, none of us know how we would react to that, right? If you're 50 or 60 or a little bit grayer, a little wiser, a little smarter, maybe you'll be able to handle it better. But a 21, 22, 23-year-old with that kind of money, I wouldn't have been able to handle it. I'm honest enough to admit it. I would not have been able to handle it. We'll come back and talk about it with Open Phones next hour. Stay right there. Our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven. This is America at Night. Thanks for staying up late on Westwood One.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Living.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Consult your financial.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he's not satisfied with Iran's latest proposal and negotiations to end the war between the two countries. The president told reporters earlier Friday at the White House that Iran wants to make a deal, but he says they're asking for things he simply can't agree to.
They've made strides, but I'm not sure if they ever get there. There's tremendous discord. They're having a tremendous problem getting along with each other in Iran.
The shaky three-week ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran appears to still be holding. A federal judge bars the Trump administration from ending protected status for Yemeni nationals.
The judge says that the temporary protected status that was repeatedly granted to them should be extended again. Judge Dale E. Ho, in a written opinion, said those granted the status are ordinary, law-abiding people who the U.S. government had determined to face threats to their safety if they were returned to a country facing an ongoing armed conflict. The judge noted other instances where courts have recently permitted those who have fled other countries under various circumstances to stay in the United States. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A federal appeals court has restricted access to one of the most common means of abortion in the U.S. by blocking mailing of prescriptions of mifepristone. A panel of the New Orleans-based 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is requiring that the abortion pill be distributed only in person at clinics. Since the Supreme Court's 2022 ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade and allowed enforcement of abortion bans, prescriptions by mail has become a major way that abortions are provided, including to states where bans are in place. A Supreme Court decision striking down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana has amplified an already intense national redistricting battle. The court's ruling limits the use of race in drawing voting districts. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Police respond to a stabbing at a Tacoma, Washington high school this week.
A Tacoma high school student has been booked on 5 counts of first-degree assault after 4 students and an adult security guard were injured in a stabbing at Foss High School. Tacoma police say the 5 victims were either stabbed or cut. A 6th victim suffered minor injuries. The suspect also was cut. Officer Shelby Boyd.
I know how terrifying that could feel. But I would say that, you know, we were here quick.
All the victims were listed in stable condition as of late Thursday afternoon. Sound courtesy Como TV. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's been a small plane crash in the Texas Hill Country. The plane crash killed all of the 5 occupants on board. In fact, a pickleball club in Amarillo, Texas, say that they were members who were flying to a tournament. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Pentagon says it's partnering with 7 tech companies to tap into their artificial intelligence.
The Pentagon says Google, Microsoft, Amazon Web Services, NVIDIA, OpenAI, Reflection, and SpaceX will provide resources to, in its words, help augment warfighter decision-making in complex operational environments. But one company is battling the Pentagon in court after raising concerns about the need for AI safeguards. Anthropic says it sought, but was denied, assurances in its contract the military would not use its technology in fully autonomous weapon systems or for surveillance of Americans. Bob Agner reporting.
Tickets for most of the World Cup group games remain on general sale with just over a month to go until the tournament kicks off June 11th, but prices are exorbitantly high. They top out at over $4,100 for the United States opening game against Paraguay in Los Angeles, and many cost around $2,000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have 3 ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on 2 things, your time frame and the price, because those 2 things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us 2 ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
All right. It's Friday night.
It's late night Friday night. Thanks for staying up late. Let's have a little late night talk radio conversation. We love first-time callers. So if you're out there listening to the show and you've been thinking, maybe I want to call, maybe I'm a little nervous, maybe I don't want, maybe I do call, I don't know, why don't you put down your fears and give us a call. We love to hear from you. We love to hear from first-time callers. And we do not screen, but we do, and we are guilty of jumping up the first-time callers a little bit to give them a little bit of help them sort of prime the pump a little bit, because we love our first-time callers. So when you call in, if you're a first-time caller, make sure you tell Alex you're a first-time caller, and he'll whisper it in my ear, and maybe we'll get you jumped up a little bit sooner rather than later. The phone numbers are 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Last night I told a story about my little puppy, Rosie. Not the name I would have chose, but when the 5-year-old says they want to name the dog Rosie, you lose. But poor Rosie, we had to take Rosie to the vet after one of the shows earlier in the week. And, man, she's doing fine. She's jumping up and down. All is good. Thank you very much for all of the inquiries. But the texts we got and the pictures we got on the text line and the well wishes, overwhelming. So thank you very much. We appreciate it. She swallowed one of the kids' toys. And it looks like she bit off the dorsal fin of a dolphin, and then she had to have bruised her leg somewhere along the line. So it has been a crazy week, but we brought her to the ER, to the ER vet, the vet ER, and they were great. So it was scary for a little bit, but all is good. But thank you very much for the outpouring of emotions. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. We got some texts I want to get to here. The text line, 1-844-2-McGraw, text or call. Here's one from Texas, Austin, Texas. Now that he's ordered that 5,000 military members and their families will be removed from Germany, The rationale for this action is that the German government will refuse to be drawn into the Iranian fiasco. What do you think? I think Putin is very happy with the news that the United States is going to pull 5,000 military members and their families out of Germany. That is good news if you are Vladimir Putin and Russia. Let's see here. Troy in Quincy, Illinois. All the best. Keep doing what you do. Keep doing what you do. Best regards, Tony. Thank you, Tony. Here's another one from Wisconsin. In your years in radio, did you ever get to interview any of your idols as a kid? It must be surreal. I want to meet Kareem and Oscar Robinson. I think Oscar Robinson might have passed away. Richard, check on that. I think Oscar Robinson passed away. I met Oscar Robinson once. I was at a Bob Gibson golf tournament, and Oscar Robinson was one of the celebrities, and I had a chance to meet Oscar Robinson. Have I interviewed my idols? I did get to interview Dwight Gooden once. Dwight Gooden was because I was in high school, and Dwight Gooden burst onto the scene, and yeah, he was something special to watch. Go back and look at those tapes of Dwight Gooden as his first or second year. Of course, the tragedy that followed, he got, you know, went down a rabbit hole, got involved with drugs, and sort of ruined his career. But battled back, came back and won a couple of World Series with the Yankees, right? I think he won a World Series with the Yankees. I know Daryl Strawberry did. But I got to interview Dwight Gooden, another one of my idols in high school. There's been a lot of interviews throughout the years, but Dwight was probably the biggest one, I would think. A lot more people I'd like to interview, but we'll just keep that on the list. Let's see here. Add to the Lucy list, she helped launch Star Trek. Loved her business sense on that. Yeah, I don't know that story about Star Trek and Lucille Ball. Let's see here. Bannon interviewed Epstein. Look it up. It's like 2 hours long. Yeah, Steve Bannon did interview Jeffrey Epstein, now that we know there was apparently a suicide note. Hey, what's your opinion regarding Donald Trump suing the IRS for $10 billion for his tax returns being divulged to the public? I don't know. I mean, obviously, Trump loves to sue high and settle for less, and I know it's very confusing because he's kind of suing his own government that he's the head of, and I know there's all sorts of issues with that. But quite frankly, you're not supposed to release your tax returns. I don't care how much you don't like the guy. You're not supposed to, the government is not supposed to release the tax returns. It was always voluntary. And Trump didn't want to do it, and they divulged it. So somebody's got to pay somewhere along the line. I love Lucy. Desi was a jerk. You know, there's a guy who wrote a book about Desi Arnaz. Came out about a year ago. After the conversation last night, I reached out to see if we could get the guy who wrote the book about Desi Arnaz. Fascinating character, Desi Arnaz. Died, shoot, in the early 80s? Died 40-some-odd years ago? And there's a new book about Desi Arnaz? It's really interesting. All right, let's go to the phones here. We've got 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. As a matter of fact, let me do this. Let me take a break. Let me clear a break so we can get back to some phone calls. Stay right there. America at Night returns after this.
Join the conversation. Call 844-2-McGraw. America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
The multi-billion-dollar settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you were exposed to weed killers at work or at home, your rights are affected. If you or your family has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you could receive $6,000 to $165,000 or more. This settlement impacts you even if you're not sick, because this blood cancer can take 10 to 15 years to appear. If you stay in the settlement, you give up your right to sue. Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Health club, swimming pool. And for some reason, there was this businessman there, and he brought his kid with. And he was just, the kid was hanging out with me a lot. And his dad was like, is that okay? I said, sure, I'll put him to work. So I'd have him test the pool, work, clean, whatever. Then I am leaving work, and there was a travel agency down on the first floor where valet parking was. So I was chit-chatting with her, and the little kid comes up, and he goes, Lisa, that's Dwight Gooden there. That's Dwight Gooden out there. I go, is it? Well, go talk to him. He goes, no, I ain't going out there. So I go, and I said, hi, are you Dwight Gooden? And he said, no. I'm Daryl Strawberry.
Now that's funny.
I am going to kick that kid's butt. Well, Daryl thought it was funny too. Wanted to know my name. And he came over the next day because he wasn't playing. But he left the stadium, McGraw, and came up to the health club and dressed to the nines in this business suit. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, I digress.
Yes.
I dated Mike. Remember Mike Rourke? Wasn't he the pitching coach? Mm-hmm. I didn't date him. I dated his son.
Okay.
Well, then I found out later that Tom, who I was dating, was getting cocaine and
okay, cracking. All right. I don't want to hear any more of this.
I'm sorry, but that's the only reason why I know. When you said Dwight Gooden, I'm like, oh yeah. No, that was the era of
their issues are legendary. But to Daryl Strawberry's credit, he's cleaned himself up. He's found religion, and he is smooth sailing and living a great life and really turned his life around, and really, really good to see that Daryl Strawberry is doing so well. As for Dwight, I actually ran into him last summer. He was in town, and I went to a meet and greet with him, and couldn't have been any nicer and couldn't have been any more engaging and telling great stories. So they both hopefully have found peace and are doing well. But that's a great story. Lisa, thanks for checking in. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Eduardo in Tampa. Eduardo, welcome to America at Night.
Yeah, good evening. A couple of things about movies here. First, Top Gun. I like the original Top Gun because of the supporting cast, because you had Tom Skerritt, Michael Ironside, and Kelly McGillis, which the second one didn't have because they're thinking about doing number three.
Yeah.
And also, you haven't heard anything about, there's a director and script by Stephen Knight, but they don't have any James Bond actor. So if anybody's heard anything about that, that's kind of been quiet for a while. If anybody knows anything, that'd be interesting to hear. I'm looking forward to seeing the next one.
So you're a 007 fan?
Oh, very much, yes, yes. I don't look any good like the Sean Connery, but I definitely look forward to seeing those. I miss seeing them out there. And
all right, let me ask you this question. Who's your favorite 007 up to now?
I'm going to have to say Roger Moore.
Really?
Yeah, because that's something I grew up with. Yeah. I mean, it looks like Sean Connery. Everybody says Sean Connery, but I grew up with Roger Moore.
Yeah, who was the British actor who with the he was in Remington Steele. He was the one of the guys in Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan. Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I liked him. I liked him for some reason. But let me throw a name out for you. That if I was in charge of the 007 franchise, I'll tell you who I would go with. Are you sitting down for this one?
Okay.
Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned that before, yeah.
Yeah. Idris Elba came to play, he played Stringer Bell in The Wire. He's been in a couple of other movies. He's a huge, big-time movie star now. He's a British actor.
Remember the TV series Luther? That was a BBC thing?
Yeah, that's how I found out about him was through Luther. Yeah, he's a British actor. He's a British actor. He's got a British accent. And he's got a great rags-to-riches story. Why they're not using Idris Elba to become the next 007, I have no idea. The man walks on the screen and women swoon.
This is noteworthy. Amazon has taken over the franchise from the Broccolis.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Amazon's taken over.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't use Idris Elba. That guy is the goods.
Good choice, Yeah,
I hear you. All right, Eduardo, thanks for the phone call.
Have a good weekend. Yeah, thank you.
You got it. I love the first Top Gun. Love the first Top Gun. The first Top Gun is, the movie smells of popcorn. It's so good. But the second one is great, too. I loved everything. The second one got just the tiniest bit at the end. Ridiculous. But the rest of it was fantastic. How he meets up with Penny, the general's daughter, and he deals with Miles Teller, the son of Goose, and the second one is fantastic, man. Tom Cruise hit it out of the park with number two. It was fantastic. But the first one, I mean, I don't know if you could ever beat the first one, but second one's pretty solid. All right, we've got, let's go to Amanda in Alabama. Amanda, welcome to America at Night.
Thank you so much, and I'm nervous about being on the air, but I know it has nothing to do about movies, but I wanted to say I love the daily text I get about your show. I always try to tune in. I love and I appreciate everything you do, and sorry I sound so nervous.
Amanda, you keep saying nice things about me. You can call back anytime you want.
Thank you, and I will.
All right, good.
I do. I appreciate you so much, and I tune in every night that I can. And God bless you for what you do and what your staff does.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Do you have a question or anything else you want to talk about?
I just wanted to praise you.
Oh, my goodness. Amanda, thank you very much. Have yourself a great weekend, Amanda. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
You got it. We should mention also today, lots of people were coming up to me. We got a ton of response from yesterday's show about, let me go back to my notes here, because we got a ton of people asking about the Kentucky Derby. Now, look, we did have last night the new guy from Churchill Downs, Nick Tamaro, who is the newly minted morning line handicapper at Churchill Downs. And he was on the show yesterday, and he was gave us his top three, as well as his long shot and everything else. I cannot tell you how much, let me try. We had a ton of response from him. People wanted to know all day. People were reaching out to me. What'd that guy say again? Who is he betting on? Who should I bet on? So I'm afraid that this guy is so good at picking horse races that we're going to get a knock on the door from the FBI claiming insider trading, and that he was giving out such great information that the poly markets are not going to let us bet because it is considered insider information. Of course, I'm joking. But I got a lot of people on the text line wanting to know the three horses he picked for the Kentucky Derby. Here's what I'll do. I'm running out of time in this segment. Let me take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'll tell you the three horses that Nick Tamaro, the morning odds handicapper at the Kentucky Derby, is looking at for tomorrow, the 152nd running of the Roses, the fastest 2 minutes in sports. We'll do that when we come back after this. The phone lines are open, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Text or call. I got more text coming in. Got a couple lines open for you now that Amanda, the brilliant Amanda, the very, very intelligent Amanda. The high IQ phone call from Alabama, Amanda, just called in and told us what she really thought of the show. Stay right there. America at Night, back in a moment.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Front Lines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexaderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Lexercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
What's on your mind? Call 844-2-McGraw and be a part of America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
All right, we got that lady who just was talking about, I cut her off at the pass. She texts in from Illinois. You know what? God love you, McGraw, but you really need to let me finish. My point was that they turned their lives around, and I tried to ask you a question about Dwight, but you were too busy trying to be politically correct. Whatever. I'm not going to call you anymore. Look, we are not a XM Sirius satellite radio. We're not a podcast. We have libel laws and community standard laws, and when you go off naming not famous citizens and accusing them of drug use, I can't allow that on the radio. I apologize. We are FCC licensed radio stations, so I have a higher and different standard than podcasts, YouTube channels, XM Sirius, and so if you've got a problem, take it up with the FCC. I have certain rules and regulations I've got to follow, so I apologize you were offended that I cut you off, but I didn't know where you were going. So I have to err on the side of caution, especially on a live broadcast on 300 radio stations around the country. So I apologize. Okay, now, on to the horses for the Derby. Get your pencil. Here you go. Write these down. This is from Nick Tamaro for tomorrow. The three horses he likes is Chief Wallaby, which is the number 12 horse, Commandment, which is the number 6 horse, and the Puma, which is the 9 horse. So he likes those three. Chief Wallaby is going off at 8-1 as of right now. Commandment is going off at 6-1 as of now, and the Puma is going off at 10-1. By the way, if you guys want to call me the Puma, I'm all right with that. You could call me the Puma. I like that as a nickname. Hey, McGraw, you're the Puma. I like that. The Puma. That's a cool nickname. All right. But I digress. Now, he also likes Further Ado. Further Ado is in the 18th spot, and he's going off at 6-1. As for a long shot, according to Nick Tamaro from last night's show, if you want a long shot for tomorrow, might not be a bad idea to put $2 on the 20-1 shot Incredibolt coming out of the 11 hole. So those are the names and the numbers that Nick Tamaro likes for tomorrow. Oddly enough, Renegade is still the favorite, still going off at 4-1 as of right now from the one spot. And Nick Tamaro, hey, pulled off him. He did not mention him as one of his favorites for tomorrow. So there you go. Interestingly enough, from the text line, you could do a 10-second delay to prevent something like that. We are on a 10-second delay. We are. Still doesn't mean you can let them say whatever you want. Again, you have to err on the side of caution. Again, I have to make a split-second decision. If you didn't like it, I apologize. When you sit in the seat, You can run the show you want to do. I got to run the show I want to do. So I apologize. All right, back to phones we go. Let's go to where are we going here? Let's go to Catherine in Vancouver. Catherine, welcome to America at Night.
I wanted to talk about the Top Gun, but I also want to talk what I called in for. So okay. Top Gun, I love the music also on Top Gun.
Sure,
I mean, it's years after and it's still awesome, you know?
Everything, the music, the music, the fight scenes, the actors, the script, the cool factor, the sunglasses, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Great. The lines. It was a great movie.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And okay, so I've got this dilemma again, right? From last week, you said Britain was wanted to bring in the restrictions on cigarettes for kids 17 and under,
yeah.
And I just think it's ridiculous because when we were kids, we had older brothers. We would just buy them for them, or they'd go get them for us, or you know, and my friends would go, parents are coming, you know, and they hide the cigarette in their ear and above their ear, and I'm like, you're stupid, like as if they don't know it's not a pencil, and then they go and stick it in their shirt, you know, in the sleeve at the top, and then roll their top of their sleeve up, and it's a square deck on their shoulder, and I'm going, I think the shoulder pads, you know, in the 80s they had shoulder pads and all their cool clothing.
Oh, I remember the 80s shoulder pads. Oh, I remember the 80s and the shoulder pads.
That's where they got that idea.
Oh, yeah. So you don't think the UK banning cigarettes is actually going to solve the problem?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because what they did was they banned it for everybody under the age of 17, or they banned it for selling cigarettes to anybody after anyone born after 1982, or whatever the date was. So if you're born before 1982, you could buy cigarettes. If you're born 1982, you're not allowed to buy cigarettes. So in a couple of years, you're going to have somebody who's a 35-year-old who's not going to be allowed to buy cigarettes.
Well, you know, they'll just roll their own, right?
You're right. I mean, there's
a can of tobacco.
You can't really ban anything, because if you ban it, somebody else will come in and try and sell it to somebody. So we'll see how it all turns out. Catherine, thanks for the phone call. Scott in St. Louis. Welcome to America at Night.
Tony from Montreal. He said I should talk about sports.
Or anything.
I'm gonna...
Yes. Hold on a second. I don't think my headphones heard you. You want to talk about sports?
Yeah, well, just a little bit. I mean,
Mark the time and the day. Go ahead. You have the floor, Scott.
My favorite sport is NFL football.
Okay.
And I do a football poll every year. Online, it's free, and this last year I got at the bottom of the leaderboard, so that was a big accomplishment for me.
So you were at the bottom of the leaderboard?
Yeah, but I was on the leaderboard.
Oh, okay. So you were.
Yeah.
You didn't finish last. You were one of the ones on the leaderboard. Okay.
Yeah, they have like, I don't know, maybe 5,000 people do it, and
okay,
the leaderboard is like the top 30 or 40, something like that, or 115 maybe.
Do you bet with your heart or with your head? do you bet with your heart or with your head?
I try to do both. I mean, I try to follow the experts, you know, whoever they put as the what do you call that,
the line,
I forget
the line.
Line, right? Yeah, I try to go by the line, although sometimes I go against it, you know.
Yeah.
And
when I was a kid,
anyway,
When I was a kid, the old coach of the New York Jets, Walt Michaels, did a show on Sunday night. It was after the local news and after Len Berman did his, Sunday night sports roundup after the 10 o'clock evening news on Sunday. Walt Michaels came on and did a show called Who Beat the Spread?
Okay.
That was the show. Who Beat the Spread? I loved it. It was a fantastic show. I don't know how long it lasts, but it was the old Jets coach hosting the show Who Beat the Spread. It was fantastic. All right, Scott. Good work. Thanks for joining the rest of society. Thanks for turning off the news, and thanks for thanks for being a normally functioning human being. Thanks for checking in, Scott. Appreciate it.
I'm sure.
Let's go to Danny and Rolla. Danny, welcome to America at Night.
Hey, I know you got your pencil out for the horses and for Scott not talking about politics, talking about sports, but I just have to say, light up the night in downtown St. Louis. That's a red bird winner. Cardinals are 19-13, won 5 in a row. And
they beat the Dodgers.
Yeah, which are the world champions, by the way.
Yeah, and they got a $400 million payroll.
Right, and I did want to tell the gal that just called who was talking about shoulder pads. James Dean did the cigarette roll, the sleeve roll, back in the 60s. That was way before the 80s. So the only thing that might even approach politics was the I do agree with your assessment on the IRS and the Trump taxes. And basically, what I called for was just to tell you about the Cardinals and to wish you to have a good weekend. Right now, post game is on for the Cardinals, so could I ask that you not disconnect me so that I can hear your response?
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Light the stages with candles, okay? And you would go off, you'd be on the stage with the candles, right, lighting the stage, and you would then run off the stage, and the candles burned your retinas, or you know, your eyeballs had to then adjust to the world without the candles after being on the stage, and your eyes couldn't adjust, so you were running into things. And what they found was that if they painted the room green, that your eyes were able to adjust easier from going off the stage to on the stage. So the side wings and the rooms off of the theater stage were painted green so that their eyes could adjust easier to the candles that were on the stage. Then, of course, lights came and you didn't really need it, but the name stuck. I'll be in the green room waiting to go on this show. And that's where the green room came from. So there you go. All right, let's try Tony in Montreal. Tony, welcome to America at Night.
Hi, how are you? I always ask, can you hear me?
You hear you loud and clear.
So this is a little bit for Scott and everybody else and for people that generally have problems with being loyal. So Shakespeare in King Lear paints a very bleak picture of the world in which he says loyalty is punished and treachery often leads to reward. So imagine if you apply that to sports or to politics. And as far as I'm concerned, okay, I like Shakespeare and I like King Lear. And he said that King Lear said to, I'm not sure which one, it could have been Kent in King Lear. He says, in the face I see a map of honor, truth, and loyalty. The loyalty well held to fools does make our faith more folly. Master, go on. I will follow thee to the last gasp with truth and loyalty. And really, I think in politics, loyalty, and in sports, loyalty is worth more sometimes than the best intelligence, because treachery is around us all the time. People are duplicitous. And you guys can figure out by analogy what I'm talking about without taking sides. But I'll just say this. Tonight, Montreal lost 1-0 in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're going to go to Game 7 in Tampa Bay. And I listen to people on the radio, and the first thing they talk about is condemning the team. We didn't do this. We didn't do that. But you know what? In life, fair-weather friends and fair-weather fans have no loyalty. And loyalty comes at a premium. And treachery and manipulation get you ahead. But the true value in life is loyalty.
Well, but
and
hold
that's
on
why
a second,
I keep calling you.
Yeah.
That's why I call you, because you're a loyal person to the issue of letting us speak. And even though people attack you, you still come out ahead because you are fair to what I consider being loyal to free speech. And you do this better than a lot of people, and especially in Canada. We don't have any McGraw-Milhavens, and we don't have a lot of other people either. But that's what I like about this show.
Well, thank you, Tony. There's a lot of people who are happy there's only one McGraw-Milhaven. But this hockey series, the Lightning and the Canadiens, now it's tied up 3-3, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so what's the final game?
The Sunday, and you know, Sunday. Like it's tough. It's tough, McGraw, to be a fan of the New York Mets and of teams that have lost for 32 years in a row, like Montreal has lost 32 years in a row. And then when you're on the precipice of getting a game, people start turning back to treachery and nonsense, and the loyalty goes down the drain real quick. You know, it's always, I want to be with the winner all the time. I want to be with the rich guy. I want to be with the guy that's on top. But hey, to get to the top, you know, you got to work to be there.
I agree, Tony. You dance with the lady you brought. That's my philosophy.
I like that. I believe in that. I believe in that fully. That's why I married my wife.
There you go. Tony, hang in there. You still got Game 7 on Sunday. We'll come back and wrap things up. America at Night, back in a moment.
Miss a portion of tonight's show? Not a problem. Go to AmericaAtNightLive.com to find a replay of every show.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids. Rolaids' dual-active formula has calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. Yeah, you heard right. Two actives for that powerful relief. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaids spells powerful relief. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
A multi-billion dollar settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you were exposed to weed killers at work or at home, your rights are affected. If you or your family has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you could receive $6,000 to $165,000 or more. This settlement impacts you even if you're not sick, because this blood cancer can take 10 to 15 years to appear. If you stay in the settlement, you give up your right to sue. Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexaderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Hey, how's this for a text to end the night? The last text of the week. Have a wonderful and safe weekend, Puma and team. That's from Illinois. How about this news? GameStop. You remember GameStop? They're preparing, according to the Wall Street Journal, breaking tonight, GameStop is preparing to make an offer to buy eBay. GameStop with $9 billion in cash on hand is the smaller of the two companies. eBay is market valued around $45 billion. So GameStop trying to buy eBay. How about that? GameStop goes from being shorted to the point where they were going out of business to that roller coaster ride to now a year or two later, they're getting ready to try and buy eBay. Who knew? Stay tuned for that story. That will be talked about next week as well. Hey, we're done. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. As always, another great week of shows. We're working hard on next week. Our executive director each and every night is Alex Hinton. Our engineer is Richard Good. I'm McGraw Millhaven. Have a safe weekend. Good luck on your Derby picks. We'll talk about it on Monday. This is America at Night on what?
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Levin.
Imagine walking into your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Financial. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump claims the Iran war has already ended and that congressional approval is unnecessary. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Under the War Powers Resolution of 1973, the President must seek formal approval from Congress for military action that extends beyond 60 days. That deadline for the Iran war arrived this week, but the Trump administration says the current ceasefire effectively paused the war and there's no need to seek congressional approval. As the ceasefire continues, the U.S. Navy is maintaining a blockade to prevent Iran's oil tankers from getting out to sea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Investigators are probing the crash of a small plane in the Texas Hill Country.
Officials in Texas say a small Cessna 421C plane crashed in the Texas Hill Country, killing all five people on board. In a Facebook post, Hayes County Judge Ruben Becerra says the crash happened Thursday night in Wimberley, about 40 miles southwest of Austin. He says preliminary information indicates the plane was traveling at a high rate of speed when it crashed. He also added that a second aircraft traveling in the area landed safely near San Antonio. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The Pentagon says the United States will withdraw about 5,000 troops from Germany in the next 6 to 12 months. President Trump had threatened to withdraw some troops from his NATO ally earlier this week as he continues to feud with Chancellor Friedrich Merz over the U.S.-Israel war against Iran. There's no clear favorite in the 152nd running of the Kentucky Derby that has at least a half dozen legitimate contenders and maybe more horses that can win it. Todd Pletcher, trained Renegade, opened as the 4-1 morning line favorite. News and analysis found at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
There's an update in the case of an attack on two Jewish men in London.
45-year-old man was charged on Friday with attempted murder and the stabbings of two Jewish men in London, the latest in a string of attacks that have sparked fear and anger in Britain's Jewish community. Police said Esa Suleiman faces two counts of the charge related to the attack in Golders Green in North London. He also faces a third count of attempted murder over an incident elsewhere in London earlier the same day that left a man with minor injuries. Of the two attacks Suleiman carried out, police have labelled the Golders Green attack as an act of terrorism. Karen Shamas, London.
Cash-strapped Spirit Airlines appeared closer to a shutdown after Friday came and went without a needed government bailout. President Trump said Friday that his administration had given the budget carrier a final proposal for a taxpayer-funded takeover, but the absence of a deal put the airline's future in doubt. Breaking news at townhall.com. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is concerned about the allure of easy money, lottery tickets, buy now, pay later loans, and the promise of a crypto windfall.
Bessent worries a get-rich-quick mindset often leads Americans farther from financial stability and not closer to it. The billionaire hedge fund manager has a personal history. It's marked by financial challenges with humble beginnings in rural South Carolina. Bessent hopes part of his Treasury Department legacy will be to promote financial literacy, help Americans budget, and save. This push comes as the federal government itself amasses record debt. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins this week attributed a multi-million person drop in the number of participants receiving food stamps through SNAP to the tamping down of fraud and improved economy. Experts say fraud detection and economic upturns are not the primary reasons. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Everybody calls and say liars.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
School's closing down hours early today because it's May Day. May Day, right? May Day, May Day. The ship of state is about to crash into the side of a mountain because May Day is here, and the Democrats are celebrating. And then, you know who's really dialed it up? Teachers. The teachers' unions are indoctrinating children, taking them out during May Day for a day of civic action. In Chicago, for example, where they're going to be protesting against Donald Trump, and the communist, fascist, lesbian teachers are taking the students out wherever they're taking them, and they are going to march and cheer and chant against Donald Trump. And the teachers are allowed to do this because communists run the school system and the city of Chicago, for that matter. But the headline from CBS News, Chicago Teachers Union, comma, CPS, that's Chicago Public School, agreed to Day of Civic Action on May Day. It's May Day, and that's a communist day of celebration. And it's great stuff, but pay no attention to that. Parents say they were left out of May Day agreement between Chicago Public Schools and teachers. See, the Democrats that run the Chicago Public Schools and the communists that run the teachers' union, they're going to leave the parents out when they harvest the children's genitalia and kind of try to cross-gender them, transgender them, leave the parents out of it. And then they're taking the kids out on May Day to celebrate the Bolshevik Revolution, which started the greatest mass murder of humanity in the history of the world, because the Bolshevik Revolution, the communist revolution in Russia, really got the ball rolling with the communists killing people everywhere. And they're everywhere here in the United States. You see the socialist mayor of Seattle. She was holding a public event and scoffed at the idea, laughed at the idea, dismissed the idea that millionaires and the presumably billionaires as well will leave the state of Washington and leave Seattle because they're here to steal everything they can from them with the government power that they have to raise their taxes and raise their rent and everything else because they're commies. They're basically commies and gender dysphoric and a lot of issues. But the Democrat lady, mayor, socialist, mayor of Seattle, dismisses millionaires leaving Washington State by waving bye to them. Bye, B-Y-E, but not B-U-Y, but B-Y-E to them. You can leave. They don't care. It's their tax base, and it's the industrial base, and it's the smart base. But the left murders everything everywhere they go. Everywhere the left goes, they bring the third world with them. And the Democrat Party is the third world in the United States of America. They represent the third world in the U.S. because they're the left. They're not liberals at all. Quite amazing. And again, with the Wall Street Journal today, elite leftist influencers think political violence is cool. And that's days after President Trump was shot at again at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And, you know, even reporters could have been hurt. Remember, Wolf Blitzer thought the gunman might have been there for him. I wonder if he was there to shoot me. Yeah, Wolfie, it was all about you. Pretty amazing. And the Democrats are running this Nazi in Maine. In Maine. The guy with the Nazi tattoo on his chest and all this. And Chris Van Hollen, who loves gang members from Latin America. You know, he loves, you know, how many illegal aliens are we supposed to commit to memory? Kilmore Abrego Garcia. He loves Kilmore Abrego Garcia. And now he's rushing to the defense of the Democrat candidate in Maine for the U.S. Senate, Plattner, with the Nazi tattoo on his chest, who is a radical and an extremist. And the Democrats are fine with radicals and extremists and political violence because there is a low-level asymmetric civil war going on in America today, because the Democrat Party, again, the Confederate States of America on the rise. Amazing stuff. Van Hollen, Democrat Senator Van Hollen, who loves Kilmore Abrego Garcia, and he says this Plattner Nazi tattoo Democrat that people should have second chances. People should have second chances. That's, you know, that's what Goering said at the Munich war trials, but war crimes trials, but never mind that. John Stewart is a Democrat, and another, I got to the Democrats, they take care of their own, don't they? They find somebody, they give them TV shows, they pay them millions and millions and millions of dollars to just do Democrat Party propaganda and tow the message of the left. And here we go. John Stewart torches DNC after Democrat with massive lead. Says he's heard the zilch from them. And they're lost, dude, John Stewart. The Democrat Party is really, it's a circle fest and a hot tub, this whole thing. Just amazing. What is going on? And again, the Democrats running the guy with the Nazi tattoo in Maine, and they're proud of it because don't you know who they are? And Avi Mayer says, it's important to reflect on this moment in American politics. An individual with a Nazi tattoo on his chest, who has expressed admiration for Hamas, promoted anti-Semites and white supremacists, and told an anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist that he's a longtime fan of the anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist, alongside a series of homophobic, misogynistic, ableist statements and slurs, as well as comments justifying sexual assault and blaming the victims thereof, is the Democratic nominee for the United States Senate in the great state of Maine. How scary and how sad, says Avi Mayer. And, you know, that's just the Democrat Party today. They're not an American party. They're not recognizable. They have fundamentally transformed the Democrat Party. It started with Barack Hussein Obama, who was, of course, mentored growing up by Frank Marshall Davis, a card-carrying member of the Communist Party. Barack Obama, of course, brought in self-described communist Van Jones, brought in Communist Party voter Van Jones to the White House, now CNN, because communists are everywhere, as it turns out. And Senator Joe McCarthy was right. He was right all along, old tail gunner Joe. And then he brought in John Brennan, penitentiary face Brennan, the crooked CIA criminal who abused his power and ran an information operation against the American people on the run-up to presidential election. And he corruptly did it for the Democrat Party, and everything he said was a lie. And he recruited 50 others, and they all lied to the American people about Hunter Biden's laptop and the reporting on it, and Joe Biden being the big guy getting 10% of the Chinese money. And they tamper with our elections at every possible turn. Remarkable stuff. They're looking to steal House seats all over the country. Remarkable thing. Yeah, so I brought John Brennan in, who voted for the Communist Party candidate for presidency of the United States, Gus Hall. And John Brennan voted for Gus Hall, the Communist Party candidate, and proudly bragged about it for years and years. Once a communist, always a communist, as we always used to say. Long ago, and these guys are, they're commies. They really are. Also another story, and May Day. I want to get to some May Day stuff with you because the Democrat Party is literally celebrating Soviet, anniversaries, Soviet celebrations. They are not on our side. They don't even resemble Americans. And they're not the Democratic Party that anybody recognizes as the American Democrat Party. They're Bolsheviks. They're the Soviet Union under the umbrella of the Democrat Party. The Biden administration, you may remember them not so long ago. A new report out. The Biden administration zealously probed, this is the Department of Justice and the FBI, abusing their powers to target normal people by the fascists that are the American left. Biden administration zealously probed traditional Christians and kept tabs on priests. The Department of Justice task force report finds. And isn't that great? Because the task force published a report on eradicating anti-Christian bias and restoring religious liberty in the United States of America, because the Democrats have been stripping away religious liberties and trying to jail grandmothers, the 75-year-old grandmother that prayed outside of an abortion clinic, and Joe Biden put her in prison for 2 years, 75-year-old grandmother praying at an abortion clinic. And then Joe Biden went down and clubbed some of the babies to death with a meat tenderizer. Did you see that? That video's, I warn you, the video's a little disturbing. I'm just kidding. I made that part up. The video's not disturbing. It's just Democrats being Democrats. But there is a new report out, and the Washington Post is not covering it, but the New York Times says, Biden administration zealously probing traditional Christians, the Department of Justice targeting normal people because the left is abnormal and they don't like normal. They're anti-normal. So the New York Post, with the story, the Biden administration zealously investigated, penalized, and engaged in aggressive prosecutions of Christians, just like the Soviet Union. And it's good that this is a May Day story, because the fascist, communist, Democrat Party, they are the Soviet Union. So they, Biden administration, zealously investigated, they penalized aggressive prosecutions of Christians with traditional biblical views. How dare you have traditional biblical views? Ignoring their contentious, their conscientious objections, and even secretly keeping tabs on Catholic priests, a Department of Justice task force has found. The DOJ task force to eradicate anti-Christian bias. Got to do that after Democrats. Releasing 14 findings on Thursday, confirming the 46th president's officials, that's Joe Biden, forced Christians with traditional biblical views to choose whether to live in accordance with their faith or risk violating federal law. This is the Democrat Party. There's nothing democratic about them. They don't protect and defend the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. And First Amendment rights, you know, the first element, there are five prongs, five legs to the First Amendment. The first is the free practice of religion. And the Democrats have targeted that for years, because they're not the Democrats, they're the left. But a 200-page report released yesterday that the task force put out concluded the Biden administration generally tolerated religious beliefs that were privately held, but zealously pursued actions to limit Christians' ability to act in accordance with their faith. And this is fascinating. I've got some audio for you on this, too. Turns out they were doing things like, if you wanted to be a foster parent and they found out you were a Christian who went to church, they denied you the foster children because you're Christian. And the Democrats are fascists. And they're anti-freedom and anti-First Amendment, anti-Bill of Rights, anti-constitutional. Let's face it, they're anti-American. They're the left. They're not liberals. And this report is, I'm not shocked by it, but it sums up who these little fascists are pretty well, I've got to say. Five stabbed at a high school in Washington State. Where they have, maybe it's because that big statue of Lenin, they had that 16-foot-high bronze statue of Vladimir Lenin there that they like so much. And whatever happened to Savannah Guthrie's mother? That was 3 months ago now. Savannah Guthrie's mother disappeared, and not a sign, not a peep. And the whole thing has just gone away. I'm guessing I'd probably Democrats involved here somewhere. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with IZERVAY. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
When did watching TV go from a way to relax to a complicated chore? Well, if you're sick of huge cable bills or endlessly searching for the show everyone's talking about, then welcome to Philo. Philo's the streaming service that respects both your time and your wallet, without needing to cut the stuff you actually love to watch. This means live TV for more than 70 channels like Hallmark, History, A&E, and Lifetime, plus a huge library of blockbuster movies and classic shows, and an easy-to-use unlimited DVR that lets you save anything you want and skip all the ads when you watch. The best part? You get all this for just $25 a month when you sign up at philo.tv. No hidden fees, no long contracts, just a genuinely great deal. And new users can try it completely free for 7 days. So head to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and experience a better way to TV. Subscriptions auto-renew at monthly rate plus applicable taxes. Cancel anytime. See terms at philo.tv.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
A message from Tia Mori, actress and Fair Celebrity Ambassador.
Game day isn't staged. It's lived. It's the shopping, the cooking, the laughter. For families managing food allergy, that same spirit of preparation means everything. Because food allergy isn't a lifestyle. It's a serious, life-threatening disease that can change everything in a moment. But being ready changes the story. It's knowing the signs, having a plan, and carrying epinephrine everywhere life takes you. Epinephrine is the only treatment that can stop a severe food allergy reaction known as anaphylaxis. It works quickly to reverse the symptoms and can save lives. As families and friends gather for the big game, we see what community looks like. It's one built on awareness, care, and love in action. Because readiness doesn't take away the risk. It brings back the joy. When you're ready to act, you're ready to live.
Visit foodallergy.org/ready-to-act to learn more.
Furnished by Food Allergy Research and Education.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Among other things, the Democrat Party is anti-Semitic. They're anti-Jewish. They're anti-Israel. They're anti-freedom in the Middle East. They're pro-Hamas, a radical Islamic terrorist jihad army funded and backed and armed by Iran, which the Democrat Party also backs and supports, like Barack Obama, sending them billions and billions of dollars and freeing up billions and billions of dollars. They're not on the side of America or our allies. They're enemies of the state. I think, aren't they furious? Who was furious about that the other day? That Donald Trump, somebody was quoting me. Oh, all the Republicans said all these terrible things, like enemy of the state, and then they firebombed a synagogue or something and called everybody fascist. Aren't they amazing? But one of their heroes is a jihadi named Mahmoud Khalil. Mahmoud Khalil, a Syrian-born refugee. Everybody's a refugee. Michael, are you a refugee? You seem kind of like a refugee sometimes. But Mahmoud Khalil, a Palestinian, he's a graduate student at Columbia University. And he's a frothy, destroy Israel, racist and genocidal, fascist, anti-Semite, you know, and he's a hero of the Democrat Party, Mahmoud Khalil. He at Columbia University is stirring things up, the anti-Israel stuff. Jews were afraid to wear a yarmulke, kippah, afraid to wear a Star of David on a necklace, afraid to acknowledge or be viewed as Jewish in any way. And it was in part, at least, because of this guy, Mahmoud Khalil. And now Mahmoud Khalil is all spun up. He says there's a great New York City councilwoman named Vicky Palladino. And Vicky Palladino said something funny about Mahmoud Khalil, and now he's crying in his hummus. New York City councilwoman is publicly fantasizing about killing me, and somehow I'm the threat? This is what Mahmoud Khalil said. I'll explain coming up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Join us for the Chicks and Chaps fundraiser luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sackfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chicks and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at ReadingRodeo.com. Just click on the Chicks and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mark Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a car. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast stations with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit windriver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
It's settled. It's settled there somewhere between the moment a DHS agent asked me, "Are you Mahmoud Khalil?" and the moment I realized I would miss the birth of my first child. This is clear. Well, what is an illegal alien doing in the United States having children and going to the birth of your children? So New York City Councilwoman, New York City, they have a city council there, and Vicky Palladino is a member of the New York City Council, and she's great. She's wonderful. And she tweeted out the New York Magazine link to the article, and she said, "Load this terrorist onto a C-130 and hand him a parachute and push him out the back over Syria." And push him out the back of the C-130 over Syria with a parachute. Says with a parachute, and that sounds like fun, doesn't it? You can jump out of the back of a C-130 with your parachute, and then you know you parachute safely to the ground because the Western European patriarchy has created these things called parachutes that allow you to jump out of things that Western European patriarchy built called airplanes. Yeah, thanks. You know you're glad you can hang with us. I know, but. But Vicky Palladino said, "Load this terrorist onto a C-130, hand him a parachute, and push him out the back over Syria." Right? Now, she's suggesting that he be deported to Syria. He's from Syria. And give him a parachute. Don't want to have to land the plane in Syria. It's kind of a beephole country, as we know. But he's a Syrian refugee. Push him out the back. Hey, if things are so great there, maybe you'd rather be there. Then Mahmoud Khalil retweeted Vicky Palladino's tweet. This is how this works, you know. And he wrote, "A New York City councilwoman is publicly fantasizing about killing me, and somehow I'm the threat?" What, are you assuming that she was plotting on giving you a parachute that didn't deploy properly? Or what could you possibly be thinking, Mahmoud Khalil? She's not fantasizing about killing you, just deporting you. In a speedy and efficient fashion by pushing out of the back of a C-130 airplane, the C-130 Hercules. It's a great and classic airplane, very, very reliable, and it has the ramp on the back for parachuting and skydiving and all that good stuff. And hand him a parachute. How is that a call to kill you, you fascist? Honestly, you Nazi Jew hater. A New York City councilwoman is publicly fantasizing about killing me. No, just pushing you out of the back of a C-130 with a parachute. How is that fantasizing about killing you? And somehow you're the threat. You're a genocidal fascist. That's and racist. That's the thing about you. And that's what puts him in good with the Democrat Party, because the Democrat Party is there too. They really are. They're celebrating May Day today because they're basically communists. Am I right? Yes, I am. I know. It's a rhetorical question. Am I right? Of course I'm right. The left-wing fascists. And keeping in mind that Adolf Hitler's political party was the Socialist Workers' Party of Germany, and somehow at the end of World War II, the left scrubbed that and said, "Oh no, they're the right wingers. They're and the Bolsheviks. They're the good guys." So yeah, and the Democrats all over America, they're pulling kids out of school for May Day. They're doing all these May Day events because they are in effect the Soviet Union. We are at 888-630-9625. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to David, calling from Clearwater, Florida. David, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, hi, Chris. How's it going?
Very well, very well. Thank you. Another day in paradise,
man. Chris. I hear you. Wow. Good to be alive. You know, Chris, I was just going to call, yesterday, President Trump withdrew the nomination of Casey Means, for Surgeon General. And I kind of know it's sort of a rather minor role in the scheme of things in public health, I think, in my opinion, the Surgeon General. But it's very disappointing, I really like this lady. She's super smart, so ahead of the curve, but the fact that it didn't play out was I hope it doesn't speak to President Trump's influence, in the Senate, and because and what really bugs me is this guy Cassidy, who oversees the committee, health committee, I believe. He's a gastroenterologist, right? And I know he's quite adamant about, these people are rabid about vaccines, and I know Casey has views about vaccines, but she has rather diverse views about so many other issues of health. So apparently, people just can't. Whatever the thing that's bugging this guy, the rest of the Republicans can't seem to push back enough to. So this lady, is not going to be part of the, of the organization, of, working with President Trump and RFK Jr. Right. It's really disappointing. This guy is up for re-election in November. I hope people in Louisiana, do you really want this? Do you want change? Do you really want to have change in our health systems? Do you want to have a new voice, a different vision? Do we just want to be I'm really ranting here, Chris, I'm sorry. Do we just want to be a society of med takers and chronic disease, Or do you want to have a different vision?
Right.
Why not explore a different vision? I think one of the things that really ripped these people, these senators, was that, Casey is she's an entrepreneur. She started a company for continuous glucose monitoring, which is really cool. It's a wearable device,
Mm-hmm.
So she made a lot of money, and I believe she did, and is my understanding, and they just had a real, problem. Some of these senators had a problem with that.
Well, works against success. Work in the marketplace works against you with Democrats.
I hear you. Yeah,
right? I mean, that's true. Failure, they prefer failure. They don't like, in particular, women who are successful seem to be the targets of the Democrat Party. If the Republicans knew how to, turn these things around, they should call me. They really should call me, don't you think, David? But Trump pulls Casey Means. Trump pulls Casey Means' stalled Surgeon General nomination. That's because the Democrats are holding everything up, and they want to tangle up the administration, tie everything down, not approve anyone. You got a lot of acting Secretary of this and acting Attorney General and acting this and that, because the Democrats will obstruct everything. And that is their goal during the 4 years of President Trump's second term. But Trump pulls Casey Means' stalled Surgeon General nomination. New pick is radiologist Nicole Sapphire, I guess it's Sapphire or Sapphire, but the President Trump said Thursday he's nominating radiologist and former Fox News Channel contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire and for a Surgeon General after Dr. Casey Mean's path toward job stalled in the Senate over questions about her experience and her stance on vaccines. Now, the Democrats, they want mandatory everything, right? Mandatory vaccines. And David faded away there. He fled. But in at least one instance, she hasn't been in lockstep with Trump's thoughts on health policy, telling the Associated Press in September that his cautions about pregnant women trying Tylenol were oversimplistic and patronizing. She used the word patronizing. And CNN put that in quotation marks because they want to blame it on Trump, her being tied up. She was tied up in the Senate because of the Democrats. CNN wants to blame President Trump for that, of course. Means withdrawal came after her tense exchanges with lawmakers of both parties threw into question whether she could secure enough votes to advance out of the Senate Health Committee. And that's what our friend David was just talking about. Now, I mean, this reminder, I got to tell you, David, what Michael and I saw you on the board and started talking to you, it reminded us of another Democrat effort. And the Democrats are saying if they win the House of Representatives, they win control of the House of Representatives in November and then take over in January, which is how that would work. Their goal is to just cripple the United States of America, destroy the United States of America, and they're going to say it's because Orange Man bad, but they are a marauding gang of torch-carrying fascists who are here with ropes and nooses, and they're just out to limb. They don't care who. They're like Leventi Beria of the KGB under Joseph Stalin. You show me the man, and I'll show you the crime. And the Democrats are a violent gang of rabble. And this is, honestly, they say, hey, we take over the House of Representatives, we're going to cripple the White House, the U.S. government, by extent. We're going to cripple. They're doing it now by not funding DHS and ICE. And they're pro-crime and they're pro-illegal alien gang member. And they're pro-bad guy and anti-good guy. They're for more murder. Their policies bring more murder, more gangs, more rapes, more crime because the Democrats. But if they win the House in November,
something we're going to have to do if we're the majority. We need to use the power we get to shut this White House down. We do that, I think, one of the best ways is through committee hearings and investigations. I want the Trump administration not to function because everyone in the White House is being hauled under subpoena in front of a Senate committee day after day after day.
Yeah, this is Graham Plattner, the guy with the giant Nazi tattoo on his chest, who loves anti-Semites, and he's a bad guy. He's just not a good guy at all. And this guy has expressed his admiration for white supremacists and anti-Semites and anti-Semitic conspiracy theorists. He said he's a longtime fan. He's got a long history of a homophobic and misogynist and ableist. These are Democrat taboos. And he's the Democrat nominee in Maine for the U.S. Senate. And his plan, he thinks he's going to be elected, and maybe he is because the country's at war. So if this Democrat Nazi fascist with the Nazi tattoo is elected to the U.S. Senate, the Democrats are really just turning our Congress into rubble. You've got Ilhan Omar and AOC and Maxine Waters and good God. And the Senate, they're trying to get the Nazi tattoo guy into the Senate and longtime fan of the anti-Semitic conspiracy theorists, and he's one of the bad guys. And he says they come in, they're going to cripple the White House and the Trump administration and make sure that nothing gets done. And that it doesn't matter what we're talking about getting done, you know, curing cancer, saving the world, lowering taxes. Because they're just going to obstruct it because they're bomb-throwing rabble. They're Molotov cocktail-throwing mob of anti-Semites who should be wearing armbands. And said, well, something we have to do when we're in the majority, we have to use the power to shut down this White House. Use the power. Democrats believe that power is something to be abused. in the Liberal to English Translation Dictionary. Power, something for Democrats to abuse, to steal from people. Fannie says, we have to do committee hearings and investigations. At, you know, and we had a Democrat a couple of days ago saying the moment they take over the House, they're going to impeach President Trump. And you might say, for what? And the legitimate response is, that doesn't matter. That's not important. It's him that matters, not whether any crimes were committed, any misdeeds were committed. That's got nothing to do with anything. Just him. It's just Orange Man Bad. They will shut it down. The House, they'll impeach him. The Senate, they'll shut the White House down, says the Nazi tattoo guy. He should just be known as Nazi tattoo guy, because Plattner is his name. It's no relation to me. I have some similar letters, but that's it. Just amazing stuff. Yeah, they get the majority. They're going to shut the government down. So if you want to vote for the Democrats, want to vote to shut the government down. And if they want to vote for gun battles at Gettysburg and Shiloh, then definitely vote for Plattner and for all the idiot Democrats, the dangerous, violent, mentally ill Democrats. They really, they're out of the closet. They're not on our team.
We know this is largely about power. We kind of agree with Mao that political power comes largely from the barrel of a gun.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pagel, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
By IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Man. The power of Paralyzed Veterans of America can be felt everywhere. For over 80 years, PVA has been a relentless ally for veterans with spinal cord injuries and diseases like MS and ALS, and all people with disabilities. That lived experience and unmatched expertise helps PVA deliver life-changing programs and services that transform challenges into change. Today, 1.3 billion people worldwide live with a disability. PVA meets that reality with action, supporting them at every stage of life, both in their homes and throughout their communities, to build the futures they deserve for their health, for their careers, for their families, for their lives, so they can gain the freedom and independence to thrive. That's the power of PVA. Learn more at pva.org. Man.
So the Democrats who are, aren't they campaigning against Trump because of something about funding, and really the Democrats shut down the funding for ICE and TSA and the Department of Homeland Security because they're fascists, and Graham Plattner with the Nazi tattoo on his chest, the Democrats running him for the Senate. He's promising when we win the Senate, we will shut down this White House, which means the government, which means nothing will get done. And they're campaigning on this. Graham Plattner, Nazi tattoo.
It's a lever of power. Using subpoena power, bringing people in for investigations, that keeps them busy. And that doesn't allow them to go start another stupid war. That doesn't allow them to continue to give billionaires more and more and more of our economy. And so I think it's very important that if we're in the majority, we're going to wield the power that we have to rein this thing in.
We're going to abuse whatever power we have to shut down the proper function of the U.S. government. This is what they're running on destroying.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.